Continue south on Sherman and cross 9th Street to enter MacArthur Park.
MacArthur Park has a long history of public usage. In 1834, a group of Little Rock citizens formed the Little Rock Jockey Club to race horses, choosing this land for the track. Citizens came here to socialize, drink, and enjoy the races. According to newspaper reports, the races were action-packed and full of boasting and bravado of the competing horse owners.
With confidence, I offer Volcano to a discerning public as a stallion of the purest blood. I will run his colts against the colts of any other horse in the United States.
But the racetrack would last only a few years. Arkansans had long begged the federal government to give them a federal arsenal to protect them from what they perceived as dangerous Indians. Governor James Sevier Conway pled with the United States War Department for protection.
We are a frontier people exposed to savage invasion and are often in pressing need of assistance and protection, which only the federal government can afford.
The War Department responded by giving the city $14,000 to build an arsenal. Since most of the Indians had moved to the West, soldiers had little to do. The building in front of you was one of the original buildings, the Armory, sometimes called the Tower Building. Later, it was used as a barracks for junior married officers. In the months leading up to the Civil War, the arsenal came under greater state scrutiny. On February 6, 1861, the United States Army abandoned the arsenal and the state militia took over. Confederate Arkansas held the arsenal until September of 1863, until Union troops led by General Frederick Steele captured Little Rock. After the war, life returned to normal for the soldiers at the arsenal, but the need for federal protection diminished, and the War Department began consolidating forces. Upon being informed that its small facility would be closed, city officials worked with Congressman William Terry to negotiate an agreement whereby the federal government would trade the Little Rock Arsenal and 36 acres to the city in exchange for 1,000 acres on the north shore of the Arkansas River. The area on Big Rock became Fort Roots. Because the grounds had to be used forever as a public park, all the buildings except the Tower Building were removed. Photographs show women in long skirts and parasols, men with top hats, strolling along the paths. Today, the park is named after the famous General Douglas MacArthur, who was born in the Tower Building in 1880. MacArthur was one of this country's foremost military figures. His career included more than 50 years and spanned three world conflicts, from World War I through the Korean War, the first war to use integrated troops. MacArthur's Korean War service is noted in the Arkansas Korean War Veterans Memorial to the left of the Arsenal Building. Much more information about Arkansas military history may be found inside the MacArthur Museum of Arkansas Military History. It's housed in the historic Tower Building.